Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a
That's what's up. God damn, we having such a chaotic time. Man, this show we be kicking it about regular problems that we be having. Shit. In relationships mostly. But god damn it, sometimes there's problems that don't have to do with relationships. And for a few minutes, maybe 1 or 2 or 3 minutes, I gotta tell you guys, man, the police don't care. I'm telling you, I just, every week, some other motherfucker getting killed. Cause of what he, my right, your right, man, come on. You got a right in court. In court, you can say what you want to say, if that's the case. But these motherfucking streets, you have no right. I don't give a fuck what you say. You ain't got no goddamn right. The motherfucker pulled you over. How the fuck you going to ask him why he did it? Just sit there. You got to be saying that they profile you and shit. They probably do. But the reason the white motherfuckers don't get shot is because they do what they supposed to do. They shut their fucking mouth up. They're paranoid. God damn it, in the Pecklewood, just be a Pecklewood police. Because the moment that white boy opened his mouth, what the fuck you stop me for? You're going to get treated the same motherfucking way. But he might not get shot. You motherfuckers going to get shot. That's all I got to say on that. Like I say, we like a preemptive strike force. We talk about shit before shit happens, so that when it happens, we be ready to get busy. 517, I see you got a question already. What is up with you?
What's up, Professor? How you doing tonight?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you? I see this cameo. Okay, what's going on?
Nothing much. I want to change the direction of what I want to talk about tonight. What I want to talk about tonight is hard work. Okay.
Yeah.
Over the last 6 months, I positioned myself to be in a situation as to where it's only a matter of time before I accomplish my goals. The only thing standing in the way of me executing my plan is the time it will take and hard work. I don't want to blow my opportunity of accomplishment because I'm afraid of hard work.
Okay, so what's your point?
My point is, do you got some insight for me as to the
or what's your question?
Do you got some insight to me about the correct mind state I should have when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, doing hard work in order to accomplish my goals?
This is something I will never understand about you guys, man. Why do you think you need to ask the question about something like that? I'm not saying don't ask the question. I just want to know, why do you think you have to? Because if it's about anything focusing, if it's about working hard, not being scared of putting your work in, the only mindset is to do it. There is no questions. You know what you need to do to put your work in. So what you need me to say? Hey, man, make sure you wake up thinking about what you want to do. When you get up, make sure you go do it. You don't need me to tell you that kind of stuff, man. None of you do.
So
that's what I keep trying to listen. Confidence does not come from the bullshit you motherfuckers are thinking. Confidence comes from not having to ask questions. Never. You don't need to ask me what should you do. Hey, professor, after I get through shitting, should I roll the toilet paper off fast or should I roll it off slow? You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Don't nobody care if you roll it off fast or slow, as long as you roll it off and wipe your ass. That's what we coming
right.
from. You know, and I'm not trying to, you know, rank you or nothing. I'm just saying, man, stop needing to ask questions. Whatever you go ahead.
So it just basically boils down to everything else I've been learning when it comes to hard work. It's just like anything else. Think it, do it.
Hey, man, think it, do it is not for some time. Think it, do it is your mindset. So obviously think it, do it is not your mindset because you have to think it and then ask the question about it. You feel me?
Yeah,
we,
I feel you.
We ain't trying to ask no goddamn questions, man. There's no sliding in the second base so you can play it safe. Nah, you got to stand up. You got to, you know, run, period. You can't, none of that safe bullshit. You believe what the hell you believe, and you take the consequences. You ain't going to be wrong. I can't guarantee it, but I damn near could guarantee it. You ain't going to be wrong. If you dealing whatever you're dealing with, you're actually dealing with it. So whatever you're thinking about it is probably right. How the hell I would know? You the one standing there dealing. When you deal with it. So whatever you think when you in the real action, you're supposed to do it. And then you're supposed to be fast enough on your feet to see right away if whatever this was you was thinking about doing, now that you did it, was it the right thing to do. You're supposed to be able to see that real quick. And if it ain't or if it wasn't, you're supposed to be able to smooth it out. Because you think fast like that, you think ahead. You're not waiting for something to happen. You already didn't thought about it happening. Shit. That's the way we roll, man. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. It's just about me getting down to it and doing it. And fuck all other shit.
I'm telling you, man, and you can't tell me you don't remember me telling you that. A long time ago. Hey, I'm real with mine, man. This is how you handle it, man. You gotta do it. You know, if you don't do it, it's handling you. No matter what. If, let's say you could have did it right now, but you decide to take a ride around the corner and wait and see me over there at the hamburger joint and bring it up. That whole time, whatever it is handling you. Because if you handled it as soon as you thought it, you would have did it. Unless you were, you know, Hillside Strangler motherfuckers. I don't believe you a serial killer. I mean, I wouldn't suggest you do that shit. If you think of serial killing, I don't suggest you do that. But I'm saying, as long as you a regular brother thinking about regular shit concerning your life, then I say you can think and do it and then deal with the consequences if it's wrong. But I bet it don't be wrong. 731, what's up?
That's like having a question on Monday and waiting 6 days till Sunday to your show and asking that question and kicking it about what you did.
Hey, 731, that show is like that. Motherfucker, oh, man, I know what I need to know. And then the motherfucker say, yeah, today Tuesday. Okay, I got to wait till Sunday, but Sunday is 6 o'clock. I'm asking it. Sunday, 6 o'clock, we have a motherfucking hurricane. Motherfucker, you ain't never getting the answer now. Hey, but you know what? My point in 731, you was definitely dead on with that. My point is you guys got to understand how powerful it is to trust yourself. You got to be able to do it. You know, SWU is a controlled environment. No matter, even though you're going out doing whatever you do in your city, I'm over here, it's still controlled because you have an instructions. Real life, there are no instructions. The instructions come as the event happens. And that's how you got to be ready to read them. I read my instructions like that. Come on, man. You guys just don't know, man. Your boy be catching bras, and I just be having my way, period. I mean, I'm not no freaky dude or nothing, so I ain't come on my way like I'm making sit upside down or something. I'm just talking about, I'm just a regular fuck-a-bitch dude, but I'm saying I use this shit. And I always set them up to tell truth. You know, I set them up and tell them the goddamn truth. Shit. And then they just be putty in your hands. At least they be putty in mine. I told you I got me a 25-year-old, man. That motherfucker like me. But I don't understand why, because I am a chicken shit motherfucker. Oh, you just talk all that shit. You know, you like, well, I do like you, you know, pussy look good. Look, that's all you like me for is my goodies. Well, I don't call them goodies, but yeah, that's all I like you for. What else am I like your young ass for? you just talk so much shit. No, I ain't talking shit. Well, I am talking shit, baby. I'm not talking bullshit, though. So, yeah. You gotta know how to take them little statements that they make and flip them motherfuckers. Tell you what could a 67-year-old motherfucker have to talk to with a 25-year-old bitch? Come on, man. Do you remember the OJs? Huh? The who? Bitch asked me about these today, motherfuckers. I say, huh? Come on, man. We ain't got nothing to talk about. You know, so I just kick game. And it laces her. She likes listening to me talk. But since I know that, I use it to my advantage. And I just talk hella shit. You know,
hey,
but I be. Yeah.
I kind of got the opposite thing going on as far as I'm younger. I'm 29, but it's a lot of older women that's been giving me action. And do I need to, approach them as let them know I know you older? How do I post it like that as far as you let them know that you're younger?
You never say that shit like that,
okay.
Especially to an older motherfucker. See, now, when I first start talking to this young bitch, I straight up got at her like I get at bitches. And it wasn't about how old she was. I did say, you little young fine thing, get your ass in the car. I did say that to her, and she got in the car. So now what I'm saying, a couple of things I say to her, her response let me know who I'm fucking with. So at that point, now this might be 2-3 minutes into the conversation after she didn't got in the car, I can see how I can come at her. You know, I can say, you young ass motherfucker, what the fuck you getting to talk to me? You must think I'm a big old trick, motherfucker. I ain't no trick. Hey, you know, so I got at her like that. But at the same time, it wasn't emphasizing her age. It was just me telling her. It was me telling her, I see how young you are, motherfucker, so you must have something on your mind. Now, what I'm saying is this is all reverse. I'm interviewing the bitch. And then I say, you must have something on your mind. You think I'm a motherfucking trigger. I ain't no trick. She said, oh, no, I can see that. Blah, 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 some shit like that. Like that, she told me, okay, I ain't got to worry about this bitch trying to charge me, but she could be trying to be slick. You know, and still, you know, want to play a nigga. So the whole time, I'm only going around the block. I'm telling you, I've only been in the corner, make it right, go down to the south side, make a left right, go up two blocks, make a right, it's like that. So what I'm saying is shit, man. In that time, I saw that I could tell her, call her young, blah, blah, blah. The oldest, you do the same thing, but you never really say, I see you older than me. You know, you got to say something like, what you got, some kind of deal with Mother Nature? What, she going to keep you prior and shit? You know, some kind of shit like that. The bitch know you see Mother Nature.
I'm going to hit your cat. I'm going to hit your paper. I already thought of some shit. I'm going to hit your paper. I needed that.
So just, listen, man, so you said just kicking it, you thought of some shit.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely.
See, bro, that's what kicking it is about. That's what it's about. That's why I was rather kicking. Motherfucker, come on here with some shit. We talk about the shit. And a nigga gonna pull some out of it. If he don't, he don't. But somebody that's listening may pull some out of it. Man, I love you saying you got some out of that, man. That's dope. Hey, let me put y'all back in. Let me go on with the show. Hey, so the thing about, the thing about me in my show is that there's a lot of obstacles. Hella obstacles that we're in, we got to deal with. And today, the shit that we have to deal with is more than women. You know, so just one more thing on the police. Stay out of their way. Stay out of the law way. Don't be putting your hands on no bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, try it. When the bitch say something or do something that really piss you off, leave. Hey, I'm gone. I can't fuck. And leave. I can't fuck with this shit. Leave. If you live with the bitch, stay gone 2 hours, 3 hours. And you got to come home, so come home. But be quiet. You ain't really got shit to say. Make that bitch come, you know, straighten it up. If she don't, when you get in the bed, say something before you go to sleep. But what I'm saying, man, think your way through shit. Now, I'm a try to impress upon you how important it is to be prepared. You know, I always say that. Be like the Boy Scouts. Be prepared. I'm telling you, I think of shit. I make stuff up in my mind. You know, I come home and all the clothes gone. It looks like a whirlwind just through the house. Man, I think of that shit, and I try to figure out what I'm going to do. I might just be going to the library or wherever the fuck I'm going to. But while I'm riding there, I'm occupying my mind with things that go on in my life or things that could happen in my life so that when that shit happens, it don't catch me off guard. Because believe me, you know what's going to happen in your life, especially with a woman. You don't know the day it's going to happen or the time it's going to happen or the reason it's going to happen. But since you know it's going to happen, none of that matters because you're ready. This is how I think. Now, you may not see the concept, but my concept is I believe in me. I believe what the hell I think is right. Therefore, there's no way I'm going to hesitate to do anything that comes to my mind. And I'm telling you, I'll be having my way. Not exactly, hey, come tie my shoe. I ain't come out that kind of bullshit. I'm just saying, if you want a motherfucker to come over, and they come over, and you ready, you ain't trying to do no talking, bring your ass back here, or, you might not want to stay. Well, I'm saying is why bullshit? But now sometimes you got to be able to have a conversation. You can't just want to fuck a bitch. Sometimes you have to be able to converse. That's why before you have to converse, you should already be conversing, like I do. Like, in the car, I'm going to do some motherfucking shit. I'm going to see what's up. And as I'm speaking, and as she's responding, she's going to be telling me everything about her. Because I'm telling you, this young bitch told me, "Damn, seem like you know me." I told her, I say, "I do know you. I met you about 50 years ago." She just was a little taller, a little lighter, and her name was Sheila. But both of y'all were some goddamn bitches, so don't be fucking with me. And the bitch cracked up. I said, "Yeah, this bitch is fly." Hey, I'm testing her when I say that shit. And this bitch cracked up. Oh, you OG, you be talking so much shit. Shit, my dick started getting hard. 949, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on, Rosebud?
Hey, what's happening? I recognize, who is this?
My name is Matthew.
Matthew,
and,
what's up, bro?
What's going on?
This ain't
now,
no Matthew,
you
this
same...
Nigga, this Trey, you lying ass motherfucker. That's who I remember.
You caught me. I ain't talked to you, and I don't know when.
You see, I remember your voice, man. You can't fool me.
I can't get nothing past you, huh?
No, man. It's the same as when you was talking with me. I got those emails, oh. Man. I'll talk about that on another time, not on the show.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh yeah, for sure. I didn't even call for that. I just called to participate,
right,
man. So you were saying about you know what's right as far as what's going on with that situation, correct?
If it's involving my life, just like if
right.
it's involving your life, what I'm saying is if
right.
it's involving my life, I know what to do. I don't care what it is. I don't care that I never fucking had this happen before. All I know is when it happened, as it happened, I'm going to think of how to handle it right now. And then I'm going to do it.
And if
doing it is not right, and let's say getting it wrong didn't blow it for me, I'm immediately going to make adjustments. And when I make those adjustments, it's going to be right. But what I'm saying, what makes me right is that I got at it right now. I did not wait. I did not need to call nobody. I did not do anything to prolong or to risk not getting the results that thinking of doing it get. Now,
right. Now, when you say that, it makes me recall certain situations I've been in where I'm telling people, I'm having a conversation. I'm like, there's really no such thing as right or wrong. It's your perception of where you're coming from. Because you could ask somebody, when does right end and wrong begin on the scale?
Where do you get that shit? It ain't no such thing as right or wrong.
Well, there isn't. It's just clarity. Is where you're coming from. What you might think is right might be wrong for the next man. For instance, if you have a doctor who performs abortions and one who doesn't, which one's the right doctor?
Either one
that you
believe is right. Check this out. What I'm saying is this. I didn't say you was wrong. I just wanted to know where you was coming from as far as talking about it ain't no right. How the fuck you gonna say some shit over my airways like that and you don't let a motherfucker know where you talking about, where you coming from? What's right?
Oh, I know. I know how you get down.
What's right is what you have surmised that is the correct thing to do in your situation. And in that case, there is a right or wrong thing to do. We qualify what we say, baby. We don't be bullshitting. Now, of course, in theory or philosophically speaking, you are correct. There is no right. It's all about some motherfucker's perception. But do we live in theory or do we live in reality?
Well, we live in our own reality as far as our position. So,
okay,
when you're doing what you're doing...
Hey, what I'm saying is I ain't with the escapism. I didn't ask you none of that bullshit you answering. I asked you, do we live in reality or do we live in theory?
Oh, we definitely live in reality. We live in the now.
So what I'm saying,
thought is time, so.
Hold on, man. What I'm saying is, so you understand, so these people that's listening can understand, it's just like I ain't gonna let you get away with that bullshit about reality and theory. There is a right or wrong answer for what the fuck I asked you as far as that question. And what I'm saying is, if I'm asking you a question and you talking about in my reality or whatever, no, you're running from the question. You're not being real because what's being asked is being asked right now. It's not being asked in theory. You understand what I'm saying?
It's not being asked in theory. That is correct. But what if someone's reality is different than another person's reality?
Man, that's a dumb fucking question. Everybody's reality is different. So what if somebody's reality is different than somebody else's? It is. You can't
ask that question. So if a man wakes up thinking he's Superman and he's not.
See, you playing games, man. Don't come on my radio show with this bullshit. You know ain't no motherfucker gonna wake up thinking he's Superman, and if he is, he need to go to the nut house. We ain't talking about that bullshit. If you wanna talk, if you wanna make some points, you better use some reality bullshit or do not fuck with me. Are you there?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Well, then, I'm listening too, goddammit. I don't want to hear no bullshit, man. If a motherfucker wake up thinking he's Superman. Come on. What kind of goddamn shit is that? Well, I'm saying...
That's the person.
I see you ain't got nothing to say, man, so I ain't letting you waste my fucking time. What I'm saying is this. There's something about me that you can't get past. And if you look at all my past endeavors, no matter what the fuck it is, I never deviated from this something that I'm talking about. Not one time did I deviate or will I deviate from my underlying plot that's in all my streams, all my blogs, all my projects I tell you about. Actually, it's in all I do. I always talk about being a man. And I always talk about being a man who know how to make decisions. That requires you trusting what you think. That requires you, in order to trust what you think, to cleanse the bullshit that you think out of your head. Because there's no way you're going to make your bullshit correct. All you're going to do is waste a motherfucker's time listening to that goddamn shit. Now, maybe that motherfucker that asked me that shit wake up some day thinking he's Superman and run out in front of a car and get ran over. Well, that's what I'm saying. Some motherfucker's reality is crazy as fuck, but it's his. I know that's not reality. But because I say a motherfucker waking up thinking he's Superman is not reality, can I say that that will never happen? Fuck no. So if some motherfucker wake up thinking that goddamn shit, that's on them. 347, what's happening?
Let me ask you something, but why do motherfuckers never talk to me when I don't feel like it?
Hold on, man. Start again. I didn't hear you. Go ahead. Start again, bro. Are you there? Oh, shit. 731, what's up?
Yeah, what you were saying to the last caller, perception, what I learned from SW in the court, perception is reality in the world we, and in life in general, not just the world we in. You know, talking about referring to Superman and stuff like that. I mean, I'm a square, so I got to get my money from 8 to 3, 9 to 5. So I'm not out here, you know, flying in a cape and a. So, it, you know, the Superman comparison, it's not reality. You know, perception is reality. And that's what I learned at SW, how you present yourself and how you carry yourself and what you do, that is reality.
Who the fuck is this, man?
This click, Professor SW grad.
Click, what's that? No wonder you sounded so goddamn sharp. All right. Yeah, because, hey, you, I ain't talking to you, Click. I'm talking to everybody. Your perception, otherwise, what you think it is, just like if the motherfucker think he could be Superman, even though it's not based in a real premise, because we all know Superman came from kryptonite, and Superman on kryptonite was the average Joe. It's just when he came here, he had these look like superpowers. But that was regular shit to him. Any motherfucker in Krypton that lived in kryptonite could any motherfucker could do what Superman did. That's fucking reality. 701, what's up, baby?
OG, how you doing today, man?
I'm good, man. Hey, what's happening? I recognize that voice. What's happening, bro?
Yeah, man.
I know you've been asking three questions. Let's go.
I want to know this, man. First of all, I love listening to your show, man. You already know that, man. You feel me?
Right.
Here's my question. I want to know, do you think bitches hate you for the fact that you're giving this game now? And you're looking out for us to fuck with them. Do you think they hate you for that?
Me, Bud, or a person?
No, you, Bud, for the fact that you're giving this game out and you make a little bit easy on us for us to fuck with the bitches. Do you think they hate you?
Bro, let me tell you something, man. That's why I like you. You ask some good fucking questions. Listen, man, this is some dope. I had that little 25-year-old that I was talking about here last night. So this morning, I got up, and I didn't really forget she was here, but, you know, I just started making a video. And I started talking shit. And then the bitch woke up, and I didn't notice that she was standing at the door. But I'm talking shit. You know, I'm talking about how a motherfucker, you know, got to be real about. I forget what I was talking about. But anyway, when I got done with the video and I looked up and the bitch was there, I said, how long you been standing there? She said, about 20 minutes. And I said, okay, what you think? She said, you come in the bed? They love this shit out of you, man. When they hear this shit and they just hear what I'm saying, they think it's dope. They think I am a cool motherfuckers to be reaching out, helping brothers or young men. And what you think is cool about that? Because you got to make them say it. You can't hope they think it. And you don't want to tell them. So damn, baby, well, what's cool about that? It's just, you just got so much game. Oh, God, you sex talking to me, girl. when they come clean and say that shit like that, you just got so much game. Come on, that's sex talk. You must be ready to go to the bedroom. And they be saying, okay.
I got another question, OG.
Come on, man. What's up?
When you're talking to a woman, right, you trying to catch the bitch, and the bitch is like, I'm not looking for a man. Do you usually be like, fuck that shit, or you do it to the point where you make the bitch fuck with you?
Man, when they say something like that, I'm not looking for no man. Dang, I hope they start touching your clothes. And say, do I look like I'm looking for a woman? I ain't looking for no woman. You know, I ain't looking for no damn woman. Did I come off to you like that, baby? I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, I'm like you. Bro, you got to be fast, man.
Hey, OG, you know, sometimes you think, sometimes they be lying, right, when they be like, they're not looking for a man, but if you bring some good delivery, they can fuck with you, though.
Hey, man, when they say they're not looking for a man, that is simply a hurdle. And the way, now you can jump the hurdle or you can hurdle the hurdle. I'm a hurdler. I go right over the top of that hurdle and I pop my drag leg and come down and I take three steps in between. I know about hurdling. And if they low hurdles, I do the same thing, but I take seven steps in between. Because what I'm saying, I know how to hurdle. And I know how to hurdle shit bitches throw at me, too. You see how fast I answered that. Come on with your third question. I know you got another one.
Nah, I was real listening, man. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot.
For sure. 731, what's up?
I wanted to chime in on a second question. I know he's, the brother sound like he got the course, but I don't think he got an SWU yet.
No, he ain't got it. He ain't got it. He just be kicking it with me a lot.
Because, you know, the ladies, they're going to try to throw that curveball on you just to see how you respond.
Exactly. Exactly, Mr. Click. All right, let me let both of y'all go back in. So, my thing is this. I don't deviate from where I'm coming from. So, I mean, like I say, I talk about being a man. My underlying plot to you has always been to be a man at all costs. Now, if you understand that, then you're going to understand why I don't get along with the virtual world that most of you motherfuckers deal with. Now, in the beginning, every socializing situation that, you know, becomes intimate or gets to intimacy, there is a real you and an ideal you. Now, just as it's like, you know, that with you, it's like that with her. It's a real her in an ideal her. So which one are you meeting? Which one are you meeting? So what I'm saying is just, you know, so you understand what I mean. I just studied counseling and mediation. And I've learned that as a clinician, you have to have the ability to get the real person versus the ideal person. You got to get that real person in order to get to the root of any problem. Now, for both of you, the real you is the one who snores, is the one who don't like mushrooms, and you're not nearly as agreeable as you've been. Now, during the first meeting, none of the real you come out of either of you, especially if you feel some kind of attraction toward the person. Now, you both are on your relatively good behavior to make sure the night goes smoothly. Now, let's go 5, 6, 7 days in when you both have started to relax. You start to notice some shit that wasn't really there when you first started dating. Now let's stop right there. Rosebud don't do it like that. I know good and well that's how all you guys do it. What I do is I bring out that asshole on the first date. I don't bring that motherfucker out 100. But I drop a little asshole this, I drop a little asshole that, you know, so baby can see I'm qualified to be an asshole. But what I'm saying is, if she liked me after I'm being this asshole, then we might have a chance. So this second date, where she liking me and I'm seeing that she's liking me, I'm going to really be an asshole on this date. Not to the extent I make her hate me, but something that she won't or blah, 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 I'm going to do wrong. And you know why? Because if you make that bitch accept the fucked up you in the first 2, 3 dates, when she get past that, she might really like you. So otherwise, if you can easily bring this nice you, this thoughtful you, this considerate you in, and she going to just be happier because she didn't let that bullshit turn her off. You give her all that smooth shit first, and then as soon as the bullshit, this isn't what I signed up for. No, bitch, that's right. What you signed up for was the real. My thing is this. There's a real you and an ideal you. You want that to stop. You can stop it. You don't want there to be a real you and an ideal you. You want the real you to be the ideal you. I'm just saying, first and foremost, if you want to avoid having to lie to impress this woman, you got to accept your real self. And before you know it, you're talking about, you know, how things have changed and here's, you know, this, that, and the other. You want to try to avoid blah, blah, blah. No, man, what I'm saying is this. If you accept the real you, then whatever you accept from her is going to be really what you accept. There's no changing in that. You got to make yourself understand that just because, you know, you a working man don't mean you're not with it, or you ain't cool. It only means you go to work to earn your money. You don't have to, because you make a lot of money, pretend that you slick as a motherfucker. You got to accept your station in life, whatever it is at that moment. And you got to, if it's something you want to change, you got to change it. If it's not, then just stay happy. It's imperative to know what you really want, because that's the only way you're going to have a real relationship. I mean, it may sound like I don't have real relationships, but I really do. Now, I'll be juggling. You know, I got what I got as far as somebody, if that's the case, that, you know, everything go good for me. I make a gang of money in some months. I got somebody I would fuck with. I fly up here, you know, kick it with 2, 3 days. But I'm saying is that's not what I want right now because it's going to tie me down. So what I'm saying is I got to do, I know me. I know what I'm doing with, you know, how I'm doing this. So I got to have bras up here, you know, to take care of whatever the fuck I'm talking about up here. But at the same time, one of them motherfuckers might get, you know, really become important to a nigga. I ain't closed off the shit. I just don't make shit happen. You know, I let shit happen when it comes to women. And I know how to let shit happen in a controlled way. I'm controlling. 731, you back with, or, I mean, excuse me, 701. What's up? You have a question?
No, I'm just over here listening. Oh, right? I didn't press one.
Oh, okay, my bad. It is 731. 731, it is you. What's up?
Yeah, with what you were saying, I've noticed this with women as far as what you got going on. Different women, you got to explain what you got going on with them in different time periods in the dating or relationship process, and that's kind of a question right there. But
what's the question, man? Because you showed you got by me.
It's as far as how much time you spend with them. You know, I've noticed a lot of women, you know, they on this little defensive type of thing because they older relationships, I guess. But a lot of women, you can explain to them what you got going on as far as what you got going on the first 15 minutes. But, you know, some women, like the next two to four days or date.
Yeah, but wait. First, you never explain shit.
Okay.
You got to have a way of enticing her with what you got going on. So the way you talk about what you have going on, there is telling her, you know, I do this, I do that, woo, 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 you know, and I try, I'm going to, you know, in the end, you know, that kind of shit. Or you can say some shit like, you know, I be rolling, you know, and I might think of this, that, and the other, and then you focus on one of them things you said, you get to some sort of detail. But, you know, this ain't what I really do. It's like I'm an entrepreneur. I think of, you know, all kinds of things to do, things on the fly. I make money from a lot of different things. I'm saying you got her interested in you. Excuse me. Not that entrepreneurial you, because you let her know you do too many things for her to focus on one thing. So what's left? She can't focus on no bicycles because you don't build bicycles. You might build a bike, but you don't build bicycles. So the bitch can't focus on that. She can't focus on nothing but you. So what make you want to do all that? Because I'm fascinating. I'm fascinating myself. You know, as I think, you know, I'm saying, damn, I bet Picasso thought like that. Dang, I bet Einstein thought like that. And they might or might not have thought like that. But I think that of what I think. I'm just saying, you don't know what you going to tell baby to get her to like what you're saying. You just start kicking it, man. And then when you see you just said enough about it, you bring it to the point. I'm telling you, brothers, you guys got to see. Don't take me one half a second to think of a scenario to go with whatever question. I'm going to answer it with game. I'm going to answer it with the game that's going to represent how I think, which makes me comfortable doing it. And I thought of it all in a half a second. Why? Because I didn't think of it all in a half a second. It's all me. It just took me a half a second to pull out my vast, what do you call that shit? Or, no, what is it? When you hear of it? God damn it, not arsenal. I can't think of it, but it's your cash. Your fucking cash. I just have so much things, archives. Excuse me, that's what I meant, archive. I have so many things in my archives that it takes a half a second to pull it out. What it takes really is like a fourth of a second to take it out. And then it takes another fourth of a second to put how I'm going to say whatever I'm going to say about it together. And then within that half a second, I didn't put it all together. That's how I am. Hey, click. You see how motherfucking crazy I am? I fucking dissect shit, man.
Down to the T. If you ain't been in SWU, it's dissected down to how you even answer your name, like when you're getting called on. It's down to the letter, and I love it.
We call that critically thinking, bro. We break it down, and we do that. I hope you're doing that in a lot of instances that you're getting in, because you already graduated. And you really have to force yourself to toe the line right now, because you're free and you can do whatever the hell you want to do. And it's like you a bird. You already know you can fly, so you ain't got to fly in no straight line. But you want to fly in a straight line. You know, you want to fly in a way that's controlled, so you ain't never out of control. You know, so you ain't going to never get in that hawk's way. You know, you a motherfucking prey bird. Hawk is a motherfucking predator. Shit. That's what's up, man. Hey, you guys. So my thing is, it's just imperative for us to believe that what we think about ourselves is true. We gotta believe that what we think or what we say we're going to do is something that we can do. Now, if your station in life is not where you want it to be, you still got to accept it. But it's temporary. You got to own that. Claim that shit, man. This ain't me. I'm here for right now. But watch me work. But what I'm saying is, you can't say that for a whole 2 years without really, you know, doing some shit, making some changes. And what I'm saying is, we're talking about real shit here. And we're talking about, let me ask you this. What's more real than what the fuck you feel about your goddamn self when you out? 701, are you there for a question, 701, goddammit?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
OG, I want to know, how do you usually handle this situation? Let's say you help a motherfucker to get his shit together, right? And once he gets his shit together, he turn around and disrespect you. Like, how do you usually handle, when you see that motherfucker, do you usually speak to him, or you like, man, fuck, you know, it was my fault?
Check game, man. When you help a motherfucker, and then let's say they get on their feet and diss you, you just supposed to, you know, speak. But you don't supposed to fuck with him no more. But you supposed to make sure that motherfucker see everything you do. And that's how you get back at him, because you ain't staying in the same place. He going to be, next year, he going to be right where he was when he stood up and hot and fucked over you. But you not. Because you use him as a catalyst to make moves, just to show off on him. At least that's how I do.
So do you, like when it comes to love, do you feel like that's just love it is? Or you feel like, man, you know, like when you help him at the first place because you feel sorry for that nigga. You get what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Like, when the nigga was fucked up, you helped him because you feel sorry for that nigga, right?
Stop. You don't help somebody because you feel sorry for them. Especially if it's just somebody you're going to be dealing with. You help that person because he needed help. Then you know when he get on his feet, he gonna straighten you out. If you help somebody because you feel sorry or whatever, then that's on you, period. There is no conversation. You got to go with whatever happened. Then you say it's on you for feeling sorry. You know what?
Thanks a lot, OG.
Okay, you know what, you guys? People really, that's a dilemma a lot of people that he just mentioned. That's, a lot of people go through it. And what I'm saying is, a person like me, okay, I know this dude, and he on his bad luck, but he used dope, and he asked me for something, and I said, I ain't got it, man, you know, woo-woo. Now, I don't know this dude, and he asked me for something. I'm going to look at him the same way. Now, if I see that he's a person that looks like in a bad situation right now for whatever reason, I'm going to reach out to him, period. But if he looked like a motherfucker that's just, you know, being lazy, which you can tell them motherfuckers, then fuck you, man. I'm not giving up shit. My point is you want to be helpful, but you want to be helpful to where you're helping. You don't want to be helpful to where you just let them use you to get by. That's my determination on why or whatever I'll do. It is real. All right, you guys, look, this was dope. I'm having doper motherfucking goddamn shows. And what's dope about them is you guys are real. You're getting real. You know? You ain't, except for that motherfucking Trey asked me some bullshit about Superman. But I'm saying, you guys asked real shit. And I love that shit. Next Sunday, same thing, man.